Beloved Muslims, dear brothers and sisters, paradise is the ultimate objective that the hearts of the true believers long for. It is the hope that is always kept in view throughout the journey of life. Dear brothers and sisters, the love of paradise drive people to aim towards the highest examples of spiritual purity, morality, and of the deepest sense of sacrifice. The love of paradise drive people to deprive their own bodies of their need of sleep, eating and drinking and sleeping. Dear brothers and sisters, before I continue in describing paradise, there are two disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, the most eloquent words fall short in describing the bliss, the beauty, the intensity, and the variety of joys and pleasures that are available to the dwellers of paradise. And disclaimer number two is in the athar of Ibn Abbas radiyallahu anhu, which has the authority of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this specific matter. He states that ليس في الجنة مما في الدنيا سوى الأسماء, that there is nothing in paradise that resembles anything that is in this life except the names. So things in this life in paradise have the same names, share the same names, but have two different realities. This is something that we need to keep in mind when we are talking about paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, unlike any kind of joy in this life, the joy of paradise is a pure, complete and perfect joy. It is a joy that is not mixed with anything that may in any way, shape or form mar or diminish or take away anything from it in the least. It is simply a joy that is beyond our imagination and comprehension. The question is, dear brothers and sisters, do we have the desire to glance at paradise? If the answer is yes, then be ready, buckle up, and prepare yourself to fly to paradise. The airline that we are going to use is Yaqeen Airline. Our certainty on what is in the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam concerning paradise. The fuel that we are going to use is our iman, our belief in Allah and the last day. And the medium through which we are going to fly is our hope for paradise and hope for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear brothers and sisters, hundreds of thousands miles away from paradise, we can start experiencing the delight of paradise. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that people can smell the scent of paradise hundreds of thousands of miles away from paradise itself. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Ahmad and Bukhari and Muslim and others, that wa inna rihaha la yujadu min masirati 40 aaman, that the scent of paradise can be smelled 40 years distance, the travel of the distance of 40 years, which translate to literally hundreds of thousands of miles away from paradise. and just when we are at the gates of paradise, we can hear the sounds of the dwellers of paradise. And just hearing the sounds of the dwellers of paradise will make the person impatient and not able to do anything but have a strong desire, strong and intense desire to be in paradise. As the person will start realizing the level of delight and rejoice that the people of paradise are in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told us a story about the person who will be the last to enter to paradise. And he is a person who, after coming out from the hellfire, will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a tree to enjoy its fruits and shade and water. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him his wish. And every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants him his wish, he makes him to make a pledge not to beg for anything else. But he still asks for something else until he reach at the gates of paradise. The moment that he reach at the gates of paradise, he will start hearing the sounds of the dwellers of paradise. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us, فَإِذَا أَدْنَاهُ مِنْهَا سَمِعَ أَصْوَاتَ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ فَرَأَى بَهْجَتَهَا وَمَا فِيهَا مِنَ النَّضْرَةِ وَالسُّرُورِ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِيهَا. Even though this man has pledged to Allah not to ask for anything else, when he heard the sounds of the dwellers of paradise, he will realize the level of delight, rejoice, and the happiness in which they are in, and will beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be admitted to paradise, as he will have no patience to be away from paradise. Dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, describing the couches of the dwellers of paradise, متكئين على فرش بطائنها من استبرق. And I want you here to listen carefully so that you can notice the style of the Quran. Because the style of the Quran and the Sunnah, when it comes to paradise, in many cases is to describe a detail of what is in paradise and then leave the matter open to our wildest imagination. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the couches. He's saying bata'inuha min istabrak. They are reclining against couches, the inner lining of which is of rich silk brocade, and the fruit of both these gardens will be within easy reach. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the inner lining. These inner lining are so luxuriant, so luxurious. They are of the richest silk and the most expensive silk. So in other words, as Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu said, هَذِهِ al-bata'im, فَكَيْفَ لَوْ رَأَيْتُمُ الظَّوَاهِرِ. If this is how luxuriant the inner lining is, just imagine how rich, how beautiful, and how good the cover of these couches. Dear brothers and sisters, since there is nothing in this life that resembles what's in paradise, It's difficult to really describe the bliss that is in paradise. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam often gives us parables and comparisons so that we can understand something about the pleasures and the joys of paradise. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Bukhari that مَوْضِعُ صَوْطٍ فِي الْجَنَّةِ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. A place the size of a whip in paradise is better than the whole of this life and whatever it may contain. A place the size of a whip is better than the whole of this dunya, for which we fight one another, we quarrel with one another, we are ready to kill one another for more of the gains of this world, for more power in this world, for more of the wealth of this world. People fight one another, yet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said a place the size of a whip in paradise is better than the whole of this life and whatever it contains. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described for us the construction of the palaces and the mansions of paradise. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Al-Imam Ahmad and Al-Tirmidhi and Al-Darimi that لَبِنَةٌ مِنْ ذَهَبٍ وَلَبِنَةٌ مِنْ فِضَّةٍ وَمِلَاطُهَا الْمِسْكُ الْأَذْفَرُ وَحَصْبَاؤُهَا اللُّؤْلُؤُ وَالْمَرْجَانُ وَتُرْبَتُهَا الزَّعْفَرَانُ مَنْ يَدْخُلْهَا يَنْعَمْ وَلَا يَبْأَسْ وَيَخْلُدْ وَلَا يَمُودْ لَا تَبْلَى ثِيَابُهُمْ وَلَا يَفْنَى شَبَابُهُمْ. This is a part of the description of the construction of the mansions and the palaces of paradise, that it is made out of a brick of gold, a brick of silver, and the cement that connect between them is made of the sweetest and the best and the best type of musk, and even the pebbles, okay, will be pearls and marjan, and the dirt is za'faran. The dirt of paradise is za'faran. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whoever will enter paradise will never will prosper and will never feel this despair, and will live there forever, and his youth will, yani he will retain his youth and will never go away. Here is the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describing for us something about the fruits of paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ مَا أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينِ فِي سِدْرٍ مَخْضُودٍ وَطَلْحٍ مَنْضُودٍ وَظِلٍ مَمْدُودٍ وَمَاءٍ مَسْكُوبٍ وَفَاكِهَةٍ كَثِيرَةٍ لَا مَقْطُوعَةٍ وَلَا مَمْنُوعَةٍ. The companion of the right. What are the companion of the right? They will be among low trees with their thorns removed. You know, the low tree has a lot of thorns. And there is a wisdom. The wisdom by describing the low tree in paradise. And again, this is consistent with the style of the Quran, because the low tree of this life has a lot of thorns. And it is of the lower grade of trees. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing that that tree on paradise will have no thorns. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further explained by saying that إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلُ مَكَانَ كُلِّ شَوْكَةٍ مِثْلَ خِصْيَةِ التَّيْسِ الْمَلْبُودِ فِيهَا سَبْعُونَ لَوْنًا مِنَ الطَّعَامِ لَا يُشْبِهُ لَوْنُهُ لَوْنُ الْآخَرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a place of every thorn will put a fruit in which there are 70 flavors of food, not a single flavor resembles the other. So again, the point here is that if this is the condition of the lower grade trees of this life, what about the palm trees? What about the other trees which yield good fruit in the life of this world? Imagine how good is going to be. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Fi sidrim makhdood," that these people will be among low trees with thorns removed and trees layered with fruits. Wa dhillim mamdood, a shade extended. Wa ma'in maskub, waters gushing. Wa fakihatin kathira, and in abundance, and fruit in abundance. La maqtu'atin wa la mamnu'a, neither limited to season nor yet out of reach. This is something about the fruits that are available in paradise. Again, this is a description for a detail that is in paradise. Imagine now what paradise is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, following the same style, describing a tent in paradise. A tent. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith which was recorded by Bukhari and Muslim, that إِنَّ لِلْمُؤْمِنِ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَخَيْمَةً مِنْ لُؤْلُؤَةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ مُجَوَّفَةٍ طُولُهَا فِي السَّمَاءِ سِتُّونَ مِيلًا. لِلْمُؤْمِنِ فِيهَا أَهْلٌ يَطُوفُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمُؤْمِنُ وَلَا يَرَى بَعْضُهُمْ بَعْضًا. That for the believer there is a tent that is of a single hollow pearl, the height of which is 60 miles high in the sky. 60 miles. That is not the American mile, this is the Arabic mile. And the Arabic mile is 600 cubits. And every cubit is 64 centimeters. And if you make some calculation, you will find that the height that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is describing is 140 miles, American miles, high in the sky. And this is, if you imagine, thousands of buildings as tall as the State Empire Building above each other. This may give you an idea about this tent, one single tent in which there are wives for the believer with whom he visit, and none of them will see one another. So the point again, we may be distracted by this tent, but the point is really, if this is the tent, just imagine what the palaces, what the mansions, what the other things that are in paradise, how beautiful they are and how majestic they will be by the permission of Allah. Now what about the dwellers of paradise? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described for us the dwellers of paradise in the hadith which was recorded by Bukhari and Muslim and many other hadith, but we are going to quote this hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أول زمرة يدخلون الجنة على صورة القمر ليلة البدر ثم الذين يلونهم على أشد كوكب دري في السماء إضاءة لا يبولون ولا يتغوطون ولا يدفلون ولا يمتخطون أمشاطهم الذهب ومجامرهم الألوة ورشحهم المسك. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the first group who will enter the paradise will be as shining as the moon on a full moon night. And then those who follow them will be as shining as the most shining planet in this sky. لا يبولون. They don't feel the need and they do not urinate. And they do not go to bathroom. And they do not spit. And they do not blow their noses. They are pure. They are clean. They are purified. Okay. ليس ولا يمتخطوا أمشاطهم الذهب. Their combs, the combs in which they comb their hair, are of gold. And again, we may be distracted by this golden comb, but this is not the point. The point, if this their comb is of gold. What about the rest of their stuff? It is something that is amazing. وَمَجَامُرُهُ الْأُولُ. And the senses that they use for their incense, they burn in them الْأُلُوَ, which is the best type of incense. وَرَشْحُهُمُ الْمَسْكُ. And their sweat smells like musk. And again, this is their sweat. Somebody may ask, why do the dwellers of paradise eat and drink? And the answer is that they don't eat out of hunger, and they don't drink out of thirst, and they don't have this beautiful smell because they smell bad, or because they need it. Rather, all of these things are varieties and different forms of pleasures and joys that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide for the people of paradise so that they may prosper in it. Though many people may ask, or many of our brothers as a matter of fact, they may ask, what about the women of paradise? And the answer is in the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which was recorded by Imam Bukhari. وَلَوْ أَنَّ امْرَأَةً مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ اطَّلَعَتْ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِ الْأَرْضِ لَأَضَاءَتْ مَا بَيْنَهُمَا وَلَمَلَأْتْهُ رِيحًا وَلَنَصِيفُهَا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. That if one of the women of paradise, if she was to glance at the people of this dunya, it will fill that which is between the heaven and earth with light and with fragrance. Her glass will illuminate all that is in the between the heavens and the earth. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, and again, remember the style of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in describing paradise. وَلَنَصِيفُهَا فَوْقَ رَأْسِهَا. Her scarf, the scarf that is on her head, خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا, better than this life and whatever it may contain. If her scarf is better than this world and whatever it contains, imagine how beautiful she would be. But don't imagine too much. Dear brothers and sisters, in short, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لو أن ما يقل ظفر مما في الجنة بدا لتزخرفت له ما بين خوافق السماوات والأرض. That if whatever a nail can carry from paradise, if this much will appear to the people of the earth, it will decorate all that is between the heavens and the earth. Just whatever a nail can carry from paradise, a nail. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, for those who are asking about the men of paradise, وَلَوْ أَنَّ رَجُلًا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْجَنَّةِ طَلَعَ فَبَدَى أَسَاوِرُهُ لَطَمَسَ ضَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ كَمَا تَطْمُسُ الشَّمْسُ ضَوْءَ النُّجُومِ. That if one of the men of paradise will glance at the earth and will show one of his bracelets, this will obscure the light of the sun as the sun obscures the light of the other stars. In short, dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that the person who will occupy the lowest part of paradise is the person who will believe that ما أعطي أحد مثل ما أعطيت. He will believe that nobody was honored in the way that he was honored. And he will be told ولك ما اشتهت نفسك وقرت عينك, that you will have whatever your soul find delight in, and whatever you desire, you will have. That's it. Anything that makes you happy, you will have it. In short, dear brothers and sisters, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَعْدَدْتُ الْعِبَادِ الصَّالِحِينَ مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. I have prepared for my righteous servants of pleasures that no eye have ever seen before, no ear has ever heard before, and no human mind has ever imagined. This in short. Dear brothers and sisters, all what you heard, and you heard little about what is in paradise, is not really or does not represent the true pleasure of paradise. Because after the people of paradise enter paradise, and they will think that that's it, they got everything that they desire. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells us in the hadith which was recorded by Imam Muslim, إذا دخل أهل الجنة الجنة يقول الله تبارك وتعالى تريدون شيئا أزيدكم. That when the people of paradise enter paradise, Allah will tell them, do you wish that I increase you in something? Do you need anything else or anything more? They will say, فيقولون ألم تبيض وجوهنا, did you not brighten our faces? ألم تدخلنا الجنة, did you not allow us to enter to paradise? أَلَنْ تُنَجِّنَا مِنَ النَّارِ, did you not save us from the hellfire? What more can we ask? What more can we ask? They, and their answer shows the full content and satisfaction and fulfillment of the dwellers of paradise. Yet, فَيُرْفَعُ الْحِجَابِ, Allah will remove the veil and they will be able to see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَمَا أُعْطُوا شَيْئًا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْهِمْ مِنَ النَّظَرِ إِلَىٰ وَجْهِ, they will not be granted anything that is dearer to him, to them, than looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you should not wonder about that and you be amazed, because Allah is the creator of all beauty and is the creator of all pleasure. So this is the only thing that makes sense, that when Allah, the person look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the dearest and the most pleasurable time ever, and this is what the dwellers of paradise will realize. Brothers, there are a lot more that we can talk about paradise. The point is, paradise is beautiful, however the path to it is difficult, and it is paved with hardships, and it requires perseverance. If we like what we heard about paradise, then we need to sacrifice. We need to sacrifice the whims and desires of this life. We need to follow the path of Allah, be on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to heed to the ayah in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, whoever desires the hereafter and strive for it as with the strife that it deserves. So the matter is not easy, rather it requires that we roll up our sleeves and engage in work, because this is a precious gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not cheap, and therefore we need to pay the price for it. Soon, dear brothers and sisters, the gates of this paradise will be open. As you know, by the first day of Ramadan, the gates of paradise will be open to signify the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Jannah will be closest to us. And in Ramadan we have the opportunity to work very hard, to increase our balance of rewards, and to raise our rank in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you think it's worth it or not? All of us agree that at one point we are going to depart from this life. You know, this is inevitable. So the question is, why we build something that is that all of us know that it's bound to end, and neglect the everlasting life. I mean, wise people, people who use their sanity and benefit from it, benefit from it. You know, the righteous people are the truly same people, because the dwellers of paradise will stay on the day of resurrection. وَقَالُوا لَوْ كُنَّا نَسْمَعُ أَوْ نَعْقِلُ مَا كُنَّا فِي أَصْحَابِ السَّعِيرِ. They will say that had we reasoned or heeded the call of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we would not have been from the dwellers of the hellfire. So dear brothers and sisters, this is a call for you. This is an invitation to paradise. And it requires that we pay the price. If you want paradise, you have to pay the price.